I'm Andy Farmer, spokesman for the State Corporation Commission. The following news release was issued by the SCC on April 4, 2012, in conjunction with the entry of an SCC order in case number PUE-2011-00129. The SCC schedules hearings on a proposal to build 230-kilovolt electric transmission lines in Loudoun County. The State Corporation Commission will conduct hearings in Leesburg and Richmond in June and August to receive public testimony on an application by Dominion Virginia Power to build new 230-kilovolt electric transmission lines and a new substation in eastern Loudoun County. Dominion Virginia Power proposes to build a new 11.2-mile overhead transmission line within the existing right-of-way between the Brambleton and Beco substations. The company also proposes to construct a 1.5-mile overhead line on new right-of-way from the Waxpool Junction on the existing Brambleton-Bowmead line to a new Waxpool substation. Two public sessions are scheduled in Leesburg on Monday, June 4, 2012, at the Loudoun County Government Center, 1 Harrison Street Southeast. The first session will begin at 2 p.m. and then reconvene at 7 p.m. The public hearing will continue in Richmond on Wednesday, August 15, 2012, at 10 a.m. It will be held in the Commission's second-floor courtroom, located in the Tyler Building at 1300 East Main Street. Any person wishing to comment at any of these hearings should arrive early and sign in with the SCC bailiff. Written comments on the proposal must be submitted by August 6, 2012. All correspondence should be sent to the Clerk of the State Corporation Commission, Document Control Center, P.O. Box 2118, Richmond, Virginia, 23218-2118, and refer to case number PUE-2011-00129. Interested persons desiring to submit comments electronically may do so at the SCC's website, www.scc.virginia.gov/case. Click on the Public Comments Notices link and then the Submit Comments button for case number PUE-2011-00129. For additional information regarding this matter, contact me, Andy Farmer, at 804-371-9141. Any or all of this audio file may be used for broadcast or suitable purposes.